former Michigan State University golfer Casey Luban, who was recently named as the head coach for the men's golf program at MSU. Casey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right, tell me when you first heard that you were being considered for the job. Tell me, take me from the process to when you first got the phone call to where you are now.
Well, it's been exciting. You know, Mark Hollis and Greg Ianni, our deputy athletic director, called me about a week ago, I suppose, a little more than a week ago, and you know, obviously had some interest and knew I was going to not only take the call but be ecstatic about the opportunity to come back to East Lansing and in a place that's dear to my heart. So we met a few days later, and I got a call about a week ago saying, hey, we're going to give me this tremendous, tremendous opportunity. So it's been exciting.
All right, you get the first phone call. So do you cover the phone and you jump up and down and tell your wife and point at the phone? Talk about that.
You know, it was. I was surprised how just calm and how much peace I had about it. I mean, obviously, Rachel and I, my wife, was a Big Ten champion here at Michigan State and a member of the women's golf team. So, you know, obviously we're excited. But I had a lot of peace about it because I strongly felt that I was the guy that could step in and get Michigan State golf back to where it was not that long ago.
All right, you were the head coach at Miami. Now you're back here. And I tell you what, Casey, it's not an easy job because folks are expecting you to be able to compete with those Western and Southern schools that have a lot better weather and they can work on their game, but you don't think that's going to be a roadblock.
No, you know, we're fortunate here to have facilities that allow us to get through the off season and allow us to continue to develop, continue to improve. You know, and to be honest, the Big Ten is one of the best golf conferences in America today. It really has changed in the last 10 years. So we stay competitive, close to home. We keep the best Michigan talent coming right here to East Lansing. You know, the sky's the limit for us.
Is there enough talent in Michigan for Michigan State to compete for Big Ten and national titles?
Most certainly. If you look at the 05 team, which was my first year coaching, we won the Big Ten. You know, all five of those guys were from Michigan. The 07 team, four of those guys were from Michigan. You know, it's just kind of always been our MO is to have homegrown talent. And Michigan junior golf is turning out 2 to 5 elite players every year. You know, and it's my mission to make sure that they choose East Lansing for their college home.
And what do you tell those kids who are thinking about going to the South or going to the West or, for heaven forbid, going to Michigan?
Well, you know, obviously it's about the relationship you build with them and about the tremendous opportunities that Michigan State provides. But more importantly, you know, the kids that are considering going South and maybe out West, you know, the Midwest has a certain breed of golf. You know, it's tough. Sometimes we play in rough weather. And the Midwest kids seem to thrive in that. So they can become a national star and an All-American right here. You don't need to go, you know, whether it's to Florida or Arizona to make your mark in the college golf world.
All right, talk about this year's team and some of the local golfers who are going to determine and impact whether MSU has a great season or not.
Yeah, obviously we're excited about the senior class. It has been through a lot, and they really become tougher and closer. They, you know, we got Chris Morey, who went to Hazlitt, who I recruited before I left for Miami, and you got the Dan and Dave Ellis twins from the UP, who are real tough. And you got Jimmy Dooling from Brighton. So those four seniors are going to lead us. You know, I feel like that's a big advantage for this year's team. Is you got four guys who are going to hold themselves and each other accountable.
Maury's an interesting story. A really good youth golfer, comes from a great golf background. Bill Morey, of course, the GM out at Walnut Hills, and a former pro himself, as well as a coach at Hazlitt High School. But here's a kid who just went through a lot, was thinking about transferring, and hung in there because he's such a loyal Spartan.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what the entire senior class, and Chris would just be the epitome of that is these guys love the university. They've struggled a little bit. Chris had a great individual season, but the team hasn't accomplished what they were hoping for. But they, you know, their commitment and their relationship with this community kept them here, and it's exciting for me to have them because, you know, I was all heavy in their recruiting process, and they committed when I was here, and it's nice to come home and coach them for their last year.
All right, Casey, if this radio show can do anything to support you, let us know, and we'll do that. Welcome back home.
Thank you very much, Tony. Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing you.